This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Here comes Christmas for me.
We love America!
I like that laugh. La, 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 la.
Heaven, what a
damn it.
Do you see what I see?
Good.
You pointed this out many years ago, Caroline. Oh, hang on.
That's right, buddy.
Is that Elmo?
Oh, hell yeah, it's Elmo.
Your turn, go ahead.
Elmo, it's Elmo. You pointed this out many years ago, Caroline. Rosie O'Donnell's singing voice sounds like J-Lo.
Let's get loud.
Welcome to Good Christmas Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline. Christmas Caroline.
I'm Kevin T. Porter. The T stands for Tinseltown. Or just tinsel. It's not Hollywood.
So it's Hollywood month.
No,
here
I was
at GCF.
I was thinking Tinseltown.
I'm star alive. Tinseltown.
I was thinking like one of those small towns like you would see in a Hallmark movie where she goes to the town of Tinsel and meets a woodsman. Away from the big city job.
They should call it, they should do a Hallmark Tinseltown.
It's called Tinseltown, but
it's like
no,
Christmas
not
in
that
Hollywood.
One.
Yeah. It's like, no one wants Christmas here. We hate it.
What if there was a different kind of
what if there's a movie where we kill baby Jesus?
Before you said that, I was just going to say, oh, you mean like a Hindu town?
Wait, is that what it's called?
Where they just don't do Christmas.
No, these people actively hate Christmas. It's Hollywood.
They want to kill Christmas.
Yeah, they could.
I'd like to see him try.
I'd love
That's
to see
saying.
Them try. Hell they
yeah.
try every year.
The war on Christmas, the frontline reports, looking so far so good.
So far so good.
Soldiers on the front lines, Kevin and Caroline reporting for duty.
Always.
We're here to fight the good fight.
Lieutenant remember the Tinsel. Battle of Rudolph. And all of those who served.
Remember. Terrible
the
December.
The 25th of December. Of gunpowder, treason, and plot. You ever know any of those dorks that like remember that for V from Vendetta in high school when that movie came out?
I didn't talk to those people.
In 2006? That means you were one of those people.
Damn it, I was.
Good Christmas Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian Christmas pop culture, the music, and the movies, entertainment made for, made by, sometimes made about Christians. But we're not here to make fun of you, to make you go to church or do anything like that. We're just here having a laugh. We're having a laugh. Like in Love Actually, they're having a laugh. Do you see they're putting that back in theaters? Love
oh,
Actually.
Just putting it out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're putting it out. That 20-year-old movie, Love Actually.
20th year.
Wow.
20 years of turtlenecks.
20 years of Andrew Lincoln saying, to me, you're perfect. 17-year-old Keira Knightley holding up those signs.
20 years of Colin Firth falling in love with a woman,
with a woman who does him. Not speak his language.
They get married. It's a happy ending, I guess.
Also, 20 years of Elf. That also came out in 2003.
Really?
Those are two.
Love Actually and Elf for the same year?
Yeah, that was kind of the right. Barbenheimer of the time. It doesn't feel right, but it's true.
Whoa. They should do a Barbie Christmas movie.
Whoa. I think they've done it.
Okay.
I you mean like full scale Greta stuff?
Full Tinseltown.
What would you want to happen? She would go Tinseltown or they kill Christmas. Santa's head rolls at her feet. She's like, oh no.
Yeah.
What is this place?
It's a political statement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what isn't these days? But we're here to have a Christy Christ Christmas.
Can I do something real quick?
Yeah. Oh no. Are you going to bring up our character we made the other night?
Ask me how many days of Christmas there are.
Oh, gosh. Excuse me, young man. Young, shriveled, wrinkled man whose age I can't tell. How many days of Christmas are there?
8 days of Christmas.
Just 8?
But it feels a lot longer.
But it's not 12?
Wait, is it 12? Oh, my gosh, I was thinking of 8 days of Hanukkah. Shit.
We don't talk about that crap here.
All right, try again.
Okay, how many days of Christmas are there? You thought there was 8 days of Christmas?
12, but it feels a lot longer.
Okay. The merry case of Benjamin Button.
That's Benjamin Button.
Oh.
Ben, did Benjamin Button have any impact on you?
None. Some people call me that.
You lied.
Really?
Yeah, Benjamin Button.
Because it's like,
that's an impact.
Yeah, I guess. A nickname counts as an impact.
That has an impact on your day-to-day life if people are calling you that.
Yeah, I can't remember who called me that. Or sometimes lovingly, affectionately.
Sure.
Benjamin Button. That's a cute nickname.
Well, it sounds like it's a compliment that you're aging in reverse. You're getting better looking every day.
Thank you.
That's what
it's the cigarettes.
Is that true?
I quit, but no.
Hey, hell yeah, I can.
Yeah. I think that's why Benjamin Button sounded like that.
Because he was smoking?
Mm-hmm.
There's not one scene in the movie where he smokes.
It's because he was old.
I said
old
that with
balls.
Conviction, like I was defending the Bible. Like Christ never said that. Like, okay. Hey, that's fine.
Yeah, bum one.
But we're talking about the hunt for the best Christmas song of all time. We're pitting two Titanic songs against each other, two classics that we all know and love to this day. Yet to be revealed, but first, let's reveal our very special guest making his return to the podcast for the first time. In 2 years, you may know him now from his own podcast, Pay Pigs. Give it the hell up for Ben.
Come on!
Whoa. Sorry,
ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to you.
Cigarette Santa.
This is like, oh, kids.
I like nasty Santa.
Where's your ashtray, you little cocksucker?
Did he say ashtray or ashtray?
Hey, Ben, do you have a holiday nickname like
me?
Kevin T. Porter for Tinseltown?
Christmas nope. Caroline?
No, I got nothing. Ben,
Ben Conica?
Ben
Conica is great.
Is that good?
Ben Conica, yeah.
All right.
Especially because I'm a Jew.
The one that there is 8 days of. Because you're thinking of the song by Sharon Jones, right?
Yeah.
Not the movie, 8 Crazy
and,
Nights.
And the Adam Sandler song.
Oh, yeah.
Also, no matter how many times it's explained to me, I don't understand why it's 12 Days of Christmas. Just don't even try.
It makes no sense. I don't think it's just that song. Oh. I don't think it's like a tradition otherwise, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, it must have been...
Some Victorian-ass
Some Victorian-ass made it up. I'm sure there might, because they wouldn't just throw out a random number,
would
they?
On the first day of Christmas. Yeah.
And you know I'm a number.
How about
guy.
On the only day of Christmas?
On the one and only day of Christmas.
My true love gave to me.
All the shit I wanted.
All of the things in the other song we used to sing.
Oh, there's a whole Vox Explainer article if you want it.
Of course it's a Vox.
Vox.
When did it come out? 2015, this article?
It came out in 2022, actually.
Oh, wow. All right. I bet it was recycled from 2015.
Yeah. Caroline, it's the period in Christian theology that marks the span between the birth of Christ and the coming of the Magi, the three wise men.
Oh.
It begins, I didn't know this, it begins on December 25th and runs through January 6th.
Oh, right. Just in time for another celebration.
Wait a minute.
Kind of a bookends.
Okay. We might have been thinking about that day all wrong.
What day?
That wasn't an insurrection, January 6th.
Oh.
They were actually celebrating.
Christmas?
It just got a
little out of hand.
Yeah.
I think that they wanted to overthrow the government.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well,
there was that lady who got maced and was like, what do you mean? It's a revolution.
We're trying to overthrow the government. We're trying to overthrow the government. What are you talking about?
You remember that lady?
I like this lady, whoever she is.
What are you doing?
She had gotten maced and she was like all teary-eyed and they were like, what's going on here? And she said, what do you mean?
It's a revolution.
You've never had a mind-expanding moment until a relative says to you, oh yeah, the alleged insurrection. I'm like, I don't know how to...
I wish I had family members like that. They sound so fun. Because you know, all you got to do to handle them is just agree with them and go on with it.
Uh-huh.
Just be like, damn, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. My favorite stock, I'm not listening anymore. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I lean into it if I had a relative. I do. I have a family friend like that. He sends my brothers and I bikini photos of just like bikini babes and then the random
bikini babes.
Trump memes. Yeah.
Where is he finding his bikini babe photos?
Facebook. Probably.
Oh, so it's like real there's bikini like
a,
babes.
There's a yes. private group, I'm sure.
Okay.
Or it's like
and he was like, he's just like, I just want to make sure you guys see this.
Yeah, I know we can't let you in the group yet, but until you're over that wall.
Leaking babes.
Also, he's just staring at me. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's
garden until
before.
He
yeah.
licks himself and stares at you at the same time.
He's making sure there's not an insurrection happening in my apartment.
It's all right, buddy.
as was the tradition.
About to start an insurrection for those Reese's pieces. I would like there was one I dropped, and so then I like picked it up and I was gonna drop it on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Where I go, he was like, right on my little fingies.
Well, thankfully, no chocolate in them, so he's fine.
Oh no, he can handle a little bit of chocolate.
I'm sorry.
Dogs
I didn't even
have
think
a
about
bit
that.
What? No, and there's literally no chocolate in it.
If there had
I'm
been,
saying.
I'm what I'm saying, if there had been, I wouldn't have thought about it.
Wait, there's no sorry. Chocolate in Reese's Pieces?
I think there is.
Zero.
There's like a little shell.
I
no?
promise you. No, the
candy
shell sugar.
What the?
There's none. The cups are chocolate, of course, but not the
famously.
Pieces.
Famously.
Because E.T., you have to understand, E.T. hated chocolate.
Well, E.T. was a dog.
Yeah, and E.T. was technically, this is another thing you don't know about. E.T. was a dog.
Yeah.
So he would have died
he
if he had eaten
he's
all
from
that
the dog
chocolate.
Alien race.
He did get drunk in the movie.
Yeah.
E.T. was an abuser.
E.T. should have been at the club. Have you seen that meme? She was too young. She should have been at the club. Has either of you seen
no.
this?
I don't
what?
Think so.
Just any time. It was about some woman in a Jane Austen novel. And it was like, she married him too young. She should have been at the club. Some tweet like that. But people have been saying she should have been at the club for anybody now. Anyone where it's like, they got married too young or this happened.
Right.
This formative thing or difficult thing happened.
Should have been at the club.
She should have been at the club.
And
clubs suck. Take it from me. Someone who's been to one.
And won't go again?
Hell no.
No?
One and done.
Do you want me to tell you why?
I'm afraid.
Listen,
now.
First of all, I just got to say thank you for having me on the program.
Hey, thanks Welcome. For coming back.
Thanks for coming
to
back.
To all the lovely listeners out there, you're beautiful. Thank you so much for still listening. If you're still listening,
wow,
I love everything about your people, Christians, Catholics,
and we love everything about your people.
Thank you,
thank
and
you.
Agnostics
thank
out there.
You.
I see you. I believe you.
That's all the bikini.
Well, they don't care.
Saying,
if you
thank you.
Them
That's
or not.
True.
In
That's
our
true.
Audience.
Bikini babes.
And Christmas, I do have my own stories about Christmas that I will share in a moment because I can relate, actually. And also, I'm going to try my best not to take his name in vain on this show because I do it constantly. Anyway, clubs suck just because it's loud. It's too hot. You're damaging your hearing and you're paying too much money for everything. And there's nothing fun about it.
You are a Benjamin
there's
Button.
There's nothing Whoa. Fun about it.
Well, you went there when you were 88.
That's true. When he was very
you were too young.
Yeah.
Maybe later in life you'll enjoy
Even
it
some
more.
Some bars, they're just like, "What the fuck is the point of this?"
Well,
I'm screaming.
I do
and
not
I'm being
like
screamed at.
Yelling at the bar. Yeah. I really don't like that.
I've gotten to the point where when someone says we're going to this bar, my first question is it loud?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that's a very fair question.
You guys
very
ever had
question.
To have fun at a cavernous brewery?
No.
Oh, man, just saying
like
the
a,
word brewery damn. Pisses me off. It's hard to say. Breweries suck.
If it doesn't have an outdoor patio, you will not see me there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so loud.
They just generally like, hey, here's your warm beer that's way too heavy to go with your very, very,
Tastes
very
like peanut
greasy
butter ass.
Hamburger.
Peanut yeah. butter ass is a cocktail at Congregation now. That's kind of their signature drink.
You know who'd go crazy for peanut butter ass? Is
Oh, this little
oh
guy right
my
here?
God. I mean, I think
you're pointing
at
Dexter,
made of
right?
Butter, the way he treats it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Dexter was greeting Ben beforehand.
You got that peanut butter ass.
Yes. Yeah, That's like his version. You got that yummy, yummy.
No,
yummy.
I got a bidet now, so there's no problems going on with my
wow.
ass.
Yeah.
You got the cleaning butter.
I have a $550 Toto seat.
You got the warmer?
Warms.
Whoa.
It doesn't, it's reservoir-less, meaning it, the water gets hot and stays hot.
Because
the slightly cheaper version has a little reservoir that fills up and it keeps it warm. And but you've only got about 30 seconds worth of hot water.
Right.
No, I sprung for the...
you want to take a long shower in that thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I do. Sometimes I'll just sit there and I'll let it rock. And then I turn on the heater. And I'll tell you, it smells. It's got a very distinct smell. It's like this burning plastic kind of smell. Mm. Not actually burning, but it takes me right back to Tokyo. Yeah, I've been abroad.
Nice and clean.
I've never been to Tokyo.
It's nice.
You've been to Tokyo.
You got two Tokyos.
I got no reason to go there until Springsteen tours there, which he hasn't done in like 30 years.
He could die too before he goes there.
Yeah, I think your odds are
low. Hey, Ben, I know we're having fun on this podcast. We're being silly.
Farewell Island tour.
Saying, people die all the time.
I understand, but there's a few things that are just...
Yeah, Ben, don't go there.
Not cool.
No, I understand.
To joke about.
Emil, my podcast co-host, is arguably a bigger Springsteen head than you are.
Oh, is that right?
Actually,
Kevin,
okay.
That's the first time I've ever seen Kevin look like he wants to fight.
Should the two of you ever meet, I'll bring that up as a,
may come to blows.
Conversation starter.
I think our conversation about that would be very cute for me.
There you go.
To listen to. And try to understand.
The Boss has some Christmas songs, does he not?
Oh, famously, sure. Yeah. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, I think, has become
Santa Claus Coming to Town.
See, again, and no one loves a joke more than me, but when you guys do this caricature-ish voice.
We're praising. That's a
you're praising.
Flattering.
It's a trivia.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Oh, my heart.
Quick, someone get me a saxophonist to kiss. Is that who he kisses?
He loves kissing saxophonists.
French Is it the saxophonist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I got
Clarence
it right.
Clemens.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know a thing or two.
I like that.
And then Merry Christmas, Baby. He does that song as well. You guys know that.
He's singing to a baby?
No, it's the old Merry Christmas, Baby.
Oh, you can get away with playing music on here, huh? Because you're not on YouTube.
We're not on YouTube. Yeah. So yes, we can get away with a whole lot of stuff.
You know, on YouTube, you can't even sing a song because it'll flag it for copyright.
They are catching singing?
Yep.
And yet they still can't turn that into a like Shazam style app where I could sing a tune.
They're working on it.
They have the technology. Military is holding it back.
You guys want to listen to this Bruce Springsteen song?
I like
wasn't
it.
Paying attention.
I'm sorry.
To what
I thought
saying.
An old man was hurt.
What songs are we doing today? Reba?
Oh, we're talking about
Reba.
Reba and Toby. But before we get to that, I would like to know from the other side of the pond. If you will, faith-wise.
Oh, sure.
What's the best way to put it, Caroline? Okay. From the other side of the pond, faith-wise, what has Christmas meant to you?
That's a really good question, because my relationship with Christmas is not complicated, but I'll put it to you this way. Growing up, so I have my two full brothers. Mm-hmm. We're all three raised Jewish, and then on my dad's side. And then I have an older half-brother and half-sister on my mom's side. They grew up living in our house with us, meaning we had Christmas up until like my sixth birthday.
Because of their contingent?
Because of them living with us, we had Christmas and Hanukkah. We got them both, baby. And then when I was about 6 years old, my older brother and older sister moved out. My sister went to live on her own. My older brother went to live in Orange County with his dad. So Christmas just suddenly wasn't there.
Whoa,
anymore.
No tree.
No tree.
Nope.
No nothing.
No nothing.
And I loved the coziness, the warmth, the smell especially of the tree. Mm-hmm. Like it is still an early core memory of the I just loved everything about Christmas, and thereafter it just kind of felt like the only experience of Christmas that I got was through TV, movies,
and the mall.
The mall and going over to friends' house. Legitimately the mall for sure.
Right.
And then you know JCPenney, Mervyn's, and then going to friends' houses. Where
you'd stay a little too long.
Oh man, we went to this. No, we went
smelling
to this
their tree
once a year. Once a year, we went to this holiday party at my dad's friend's longtime family friend's place down in Newport Beach, and it was this beautiful house. They were very wealthy, and they had this big like 15-foot tree. And it just fucking rocked. And it was full. Riffins, they were just
evergreen.
Like, they had tamales and they had fudge and they just had all sorts of tasty stuff. And I just remember thinking,
tamales
God,
and fudge.
These kids get to live here and like experience this every year, this damn Christmas thing. So yeah. And now as an adult, I'm free to celebrate it. Nobody's stopping me from getting a tree.
You could be the change.
I don't get one. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. It's not okay for me.
Does it feel like appropriation for you to get a little Charlie Brown-sized tree in your home or something?
It doesn't feel like appropriation, but it just feels weird. I'm like, I guess I could. It's not a big deal.
Let me pitch another option to you that might make you feel better.
Sure.
You're still going to get the smell, but you don't have to worry about, do I want to do the whole thing? You can get a garland of evergreen boughs. Get hits you with the smell. You can decorate that whatever.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
You know, it's not a tree. Can still get they're living or they're cut, but they'll live for a while. You can get those at the Christmas tree lot.
How do they make those? Is it made out of tree?
It is made of tree. That's
Whoa.
Right. Yeah. Don't grow like that. Yes. I'm serious. And then you can get that and then you could still get a little hint of what was part of your past.
Interesting.
You put some lights on there too. No one's gonna arrest you.
Okay.
For this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We give you permission.
The faith police aren't going to come and write me up.
No. We talk to them. They're kind of, we bought them.
The faith police and the woke police corrupt, are on the GCF payroll.
They're safe because we bought them out.
I tell you though, I adore Christmas.
What does it bring out in you now?
I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but just all of December feels like Friday, one big Friday.
Totally.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
And as you get closer to Christmas, it's just like, there's nothing else to do. There's nowhere to go but just be inside and be cozy and eat good food and like watch TV, watch movies, whatever. Because you got Christmas and like, who knows? Nobody knows what days come after Christmas. There's just like December 25th and then all of a sudden it's New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in between is just one big blur.
It's a beautiful land of freedom.
The days don't exist. Yeah, it's just one, like I said, it's just one big Friday. And it feels like the very end. And of course, obviously it is because it's the end of the year.
And then January comes along.
Yeah, and it just feels like Monday.
And then in six short days after January comes along,
you get one last celebration.
The 12-day summer.
And then before you know it, summer. Yeah, I feel you. Do you get the same warm fuzzy at all with Hanukkah, with any of those celebrations?
Similar. It just feels... my mom converted when I was like 12. She went through the full deal, the real deal. And it's converting to Judaism is not easy. She did it and then...
Is there like a shortcut and then there's like the long way?
I don't know. I think there's only one way. It's like a year or two of intense study and testing and like all sorts of shit. I don't know.
You have to ask a lot.
Well, maybe back then, actually, it felt like years, but maybe it was only a few months. Because, you know, time being what it is.
As a child.
Yeah, but...
It would have been 8 years.
My mom
Benjamin,
tried.
Not now. You're a guest at this table.
It
and you'll
a lot
mind
longer.
Your manners.
Is this God. Benjamin Button when he was, like, working on the boat era?
No, it's right before when he was a real... weird-looking kid.
Matt, please be skinny.
He was in a wheelchair before he could walk, and then he could walk. That's a big set piece in the movie.
Did he have cancer, and then it, like, unwound itself, too?
He was born with brittle bones, and his bones got stronger as his life was.
And then he became a hot young man.
And then a hot young boy.
And then back to baby.
But wait.
With dementia.
So
baby with dementia, that does happen.
Ben, if you listen to the show, you would have known we talked about this so many times the last few weeks. Almost every single episode.
But I do. So have you all discussed how did he come out of his mother as a tiny baby old man?
Well,
but that doesn't make sense.
There's a little internal logic slip in the movie, which is he comes out as a wrinkly old baby.
Right.
But as a little baby, baby-sized baby.
And they show that?
And it's foul.
Like
it's,
the prop
they don't
department
show the birth.
Had to make that?
Yeah.
No, but they
or
had to make
CGI.
The but infant? Then
when he dies, he should die a huge baby. Like
yes.
a 5'11 baby.
That's a great point.
They kind of cheat.
They
and he does shrink down into
small,
a little
baby.
Yeah,
that'd be less sexy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, huge drama that swept the nation. People were crying.
Yeah, and at what point does Kate Blanchett stop sucking him off?
Great question.
When he's 19?
I think she pretty much just had him for the hot years.
She
was like, I'm out.
Literally just for the hot years because he leaves in the middle of the night. He leaves his daughter with her.
That's right.
And he goes and,
he's like, I'm
and has
older.
His year abroad.
Yeah.
And then comes back when he's like 18 and she's already remarried and she's like, you have to go. But then they do consummate one last time.
Heartbreaking movie.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Also, if he's in the body of like say a 14-year-old,
oh boy,
by the time he's unwinding,
oh boy.
Right? But he's
horny.
75.
Yeah. So
it's a real he's, Tom Hanks big situation.
Yeah, but like the weird inverse where, yo, dude, you can't do anything sex-wise with anybody.
They don't explore that in the movie. Because,
of course,
he does get dementia at that point.
Oh, jeez.
For real. Yeah. And so he's confused. He's yelling at everybody. He won't eat his food.
But
he
like
thinks everyone's
young...
out to get him. Yeah, but he's like a little kid.
Imagine if they did. If he had a Benjamina button. If he had one equal in his life. Then all bets would be off. They could have done whatever they wanted with each other. And it would have been fine.
Oh, my God.
What? We're worried about... the ethics.
So it'd be two preteens with dementia?
Yeah.
Better than one? It
a
would cancel each
crime.
Other.
Oh, God.
Regardless.
So anyway.
These are the kinds of the great questions that the movie Benjamin Button brought up for all of us.
We're
and
gonna
I
have to
miss
watch it.
It.
It's a miracle it got made because looking back, I'm like, yeah, if I were an executive sitting in my big old chair taking it, I'd be asking these questions.
These very questions,
asking
I'm sure
the,
came
the
up.
The directors, and it's like, how do you answer for this?
And then Brad Pitt had to be
public.
Like, don't worry about it. I'm going to have a Creole accent. People will be pretty distracted.
The Cajun stuff will
we
be
won't
the
have
red
to think
herring.
About that.
Everyone's going
to
talk about that, not the age stuff.
So Hanukkah to me did not
it can
feel
mean
as
so
good
many
as Christmas.
Things.
Partly because the lights, the color scheme for Hanukkah is blue and white.
Is that really the color scheme?
Yes.
It's nice.
Wait, why?
And gold.
What is that based off of?
The fucking Israel flag, I guess. I think. If
yeah,
I had to guess.
Yeah, is that why?
I think. It kind of makes sense now that I think about it.
So what's blue and white for like decorations for Hanukkah?
Lights, garlands.
Okay.
Have you never seen the like small Hanukkah table at every like Christmas
store?
The
pathetic display of
yeah,
like, oh,
the, like,
here's your table.
Half-hearted.
It's like the kids' table at Thanksgiving, essentially, but holiday wise.
I was just at the Huntington gift shop the other day, and they had like a small, pathetic Huntington,
Huntington Beach?
Hanukkah.
Huntington Garden.
Museum.
Library.
Museum. Oh, yeah. Great gift shop. But yeah, they really should just be all the colors. It doesn't matter. It's not like the holiday itself is represented by blue.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it sort of depends on, some are very colorful, but the ones that my mom bought were just those, probably because she went to this. There was a Jewish store that she went to.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, it's called Ben Yehuda Street, and it was where you got all your candles and your...
I bet they went all out.
They made all these special things and menorahs and stuff, and it's where everybody went to go get, like, certain shawls and stuff made.
Do you have a good menorah?
Nope, I don't own one.
So you've just done away with all the decorations.
I just don't... I
all
don't
of
know.
Ben's friends, you have a little Christmas gift list right there.
Oh, geez.
Get
no, don't,
nice,
you don't need
nice one.
Me to get me a menorah.
is it something about living alone, too, where it's like, well, who's this for?
Yeah.
Is it for me?
That's kind of how I feel about, like, decorating. I come in and I admire your decorations, but in my place, I'm like, I don't have anything on my walls. I have hardly anything. And because my thinking is, I'm just going to have to dust this.
You will.
Just one more thing to dust.
Yeah, but you know, there's a pride you can have in taking care of your things and stuff. And well, also, I'm hosting at least two people over per week because of this, if not more so with other activities and stuff. So if you're not hosting as much,
keeps it tight.
It may not be worth it.
I need to get my act together.
Do it for you.
Hey, you're doing great, man.
I have a closet full of art and stuff.
Oh.
Things that I've had specially framed and whatnot, and I just need to put them up on the dang wall.
That sounds like a little December 26th to January 1st activity.
That would be perfect for that week.
That would be
making,
that would surely
making your
be a,
nest.
It would be a December to remember for me. For
that's
sure.
Right.
Oh my gosh! And by the way, happy Honda days to you.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm sorry for not saying that before.
Oh,
happy
I apologize.
Honda days
and happy Honda days to both of you.
Of course.
Okay, if you were Toyota, well, Toyota has Toyota-thon. Lexus has the December to remember.
What's the Kia one?
The Kia
to see you?
Savings event.
That's pretty good. The Kia savings event, I think.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That
kinda
sucks.
Savings event.
That sucks ass. That can't be right.
Kia savings event.
The Ford Festival. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, Ford doesn't have a good one. I'm just Googling Kia event.
The Volkswagen to be sagging.
That's not working. And all I'm getting is, can you bring a vape into the Kia forum?
I mean, they feel related as questions to me.
The answer is yes. You can bring anywhere. You just have to hide. You can bring anything anywhere. You just have to be careful.
This is
about
a great gift.
You
use.
Can bring
where
anything
do you hide that vape?
Anywhere.
You can hide a vape in your shoe.
In your shoe?
Yeah, just
slide the metal
it in,
detector pick it up?
Fuck the metal detector.
That's right.
Narc.
It wouldn't trigger it?
I don't know.
So you haven't done this.
Okay, so you
well,
have no
if
idea.
It did, I would then they would probably then be like, "Oh, it's his belt. Keep going."
It's the belt he has in his shoe.
That's my white.
It's
my
a
white
shoe
privilege.
Belt.
They know
my
where
white
it
privilege
is. Right?
Is me smuggling vapes.
So true.
For underage kids into the Kia Forum.
We feel so comfortable doing that. No, nothing.
I'll
will
do
happen.
It. I'll use my privilege to let you get high inside the thing.
Just
or maybe
belt.
It's an elf bar.
They always believe it when you say it's your belt.
True.
Yeah.
I'll volunteer. I'll say my privilege sometimes is going on night runs and not thinking about it too much.
You should, because that's just you being cocky. Anything can happen to you.
You're right. I'm going to think about
do you
that
wear,
next time.
Do you wear reflective tape or gear?
Certainly not.
You
really
don't?
Should.
No.
Kevin.
That's legitimately.
I know. In this neighborhood, not to dox myself, but this neighborhood, not very well lit.
Oh, man. People are going to figure that out.
Yeah. There's only a few well lit neighborhoods
in
LA County.
Yeah, get a little something.
Hey. Hey, maybe a Christmas gift idea.
I will buy that. And you won't use it, but I'll buy it.
I almost yelled at a cyclist for not having anything glowing, but
that scares
we weren't
the
matching
shit
up.
Out of me.
I wasn't going to yell, but I was going to roll down my window and say, like, hey, you need to get, I could not see you.
I would have killed
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
It's very scary.
Mm, now I'm seeing it from both sides now, and I see I need to get some reflective stuff. And speaking of reflecting, we want to reflect on the holiday, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Good Christmas Fun. It's time for the hunt for the worst Christmas song of all time.
The worst! Ho, 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 hallelujah!
Man.
Is that Bruce?
It's not. It's Santa.
Sounded like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Well, I think he had been watching SpongeBob. You know how you like kind of absorb stuff and
right.
It gets in your head, cadences, like a sponge. So we're talking about two songs today. But before we talk about that, I want to talk to you about Christmas music generally. What do you go to when you're set in the holiday mood, when you're in the car, it's Christmas time, it's time for the holidays, what are you listening to?
Well, since that doesn't really apply to me, since I don't really do that, if I were to have to do that.
You don't listen at all to any Christmas music.
I listen to talk radio, yeah, and then I listen to like my Spotify. But if I had to, my brain is immediately going to like a Mariah Carey
mm-hmm.
Christmas thing. Did you know that Cher just put out a Christmas album?
Oh, I think I did, because she did a collab with Darlene Love.
And I started to listen to it, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
That's Cher.
Do you know what it's called?
Cher's Christmas
it's
album?
It's just called Christmas.
It's just called Christmas?
Yep.
And that's so lazy. Part of me thinks that
I think it's Christmas.
I think it might be.
It's pronounced Christmas, excuse me.
I think that it might be intentionally bad. Because.
And it's a the producer situation? What do you think it
no,
is?
No, like just kind of, yeah. That it'll get people
insurance
talking and
gonna pay out.
Because she didn't like nobody announced it. It was just like, oh, yeah. Cher put out a Christmas album.
Because if you're paying attention to Cher, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody pays attention to her.
She's got songs like Santa Baby, her version of that. Run Rudolph Run.
So some standards.
Christmas Baby, Please Come Home with Darlene Love.
Oh,
and then
Rudolph Run.
She's I mean, we can listen to a little. She has a few curios. DJ, play a Christmas song.
Okay.
I Like Christmas.
DJ? She at the club?
Let's hear. She should have been in the club. Let's hear what Ben was listening to earlier.
Yeah, this so is... picture me like pissed off in traffic on, I don't know, La Brea and Beverly. God dang it.
Jeez Louise.
Whoa.
No, I'm starting to feel better.
This should be in the credits for Avatar 3. Wait a minute.
He's been doing this voice effect for so long.
Just since that one. That was
kind of her thing, yeah. Believe after lip.
Never forget.
Never forget song.
It's gotten heavier, though, it feels like.
I remember when I first heard it, I was like, cool.
Jeez, man.
DJ, play a Christmas song. I want to be dancing all night.
I think that's a new classic.
You know what I think I'm going to listen to on the way home, by the way? I think I'm going to listen to that Do You Believe in Life After Love?
Yeah.
It really is a good song.
Yeah,
now
it
I
is.
Think about it.
No,
it,
we're
it
with
hits.
You.
Yeah.
But does it hit different? Is the question.
I can feel something.
I want to hear her song called I Like Christmas.
Is Dennis Quaid going to be
she
on
she might
this?
Be feeling a little bit of something we call blues. Oh, God.
I like Christmas. I like a real Christmas tree. I like a mall Santa Claus. That's me.
Ben, this might be your song.
Yeah.
You got to speak into your experience.
Yeah, this is your life in song. Okay. Hey, love kissing, Ben.
This is good.
Talk about that.
And it is kind of my vibe.
Jingle bell song.
I like Christmas. I like going to the mall and sitting on the Santa's knee.
She's got drop top sleigh ride.
Oh, yeah. This one's crazy.
With Tyga.
The
Tyga.
This is awesome.
I'm a jingle bell away.
Wait, did you hear the chant at the beginning?
Yeah. Jingle bell away. For what? Some sugar and some spice. Diamonds on
the ice. If you've never touched the sky. Diamonds on the ice?
You're about to touch the sky. Are you ready to roll? It's a vibe.
This is fun.
Oh, speaking of vibes, one of the most aspirational things for me. Years ago, I worked for this very wealthy man. It was a movie trailer studio in Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
And he's now dead and the company went under. But at the time, I was a lowly production assistant and I was a driver. So I would be driving hard drives and tapes and stuff all around Los Angeles. And during the week of Christmas, Beverly Hills is like decked out
Oh, yeah.
It is so lovely. It is so beautiful. I mean, it already is. But they've got lights and shit, and they've got the streets all decorated. And those last few days, there's nothing to do at work. And when there's a random thing to go run off somewhere, I'm doing it. And sometimes there was a late night or two where I was there until like 9 or 10. And there's just nobody around. And I'm just cruising through Beverly Hills, just looking at all these nice houses and nice cars. And I'm just thinking, I just got to get this somehow. How did that? Yeah, like, I got to do this. And it was very like, yeah, I like that. Anyway.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's over.
Yeah,
was that a Cher song?
I just was like,
Beverly Hills and Christmas. I like that.
I think you're a jingle bell away from becoming the 1% you dream of.
Man.
You are.
I really like, because, you know, all the houses are all decorated nicely, and I'm just like, I want to be in those big houses.
I want to be in that.
I want to be all cozy.
Covet.
That was your Tiny Tim moment. Your boss was Scrooge, perhaps, or maybe he was great.
He was Scroogey. Okay. No, he was great, but he was also very Scroogey.
Man. Maybe like a lump of coal.
He smoked cigarettes indoors.
Oh, that's not nice.
Because he's like old Hollywood, like, I don't care.
Cher lived to be 77 years old, so she could sing, "It's a Vibe."
It's giving Christmas.
Not me vibing on Christmas. God bless Cher.
God
a
bless
national
her.
Treasure.
Holy
Best
moly.
Best tweets in town.
Yeah.
77 more years to come, hopefully. Gracious.
Long may she reign. Why did I like every song that we played from that? That was fun.
It was a little bit surprising every time. I was like, ooh, it's Christmas. If you'd have a concept of Cher, you'd be like, is this music from like a Paw Patrol cartoon or something?
Yeah,
like,
it does have kind of a trolls.
Is this like one of the
vibe.
Cartoon characters like getting everyone else in the Christmas?
Is this in Sing 4 the pigs?
Everyone drop it, top it low.
Oh, here comes Tyga.
Oh yeah. Jingling baby, yeah. Get by the tree in the living room, baby. Feeling like a kid in a candy store, baby. Gotta open one, it's driving me crazy.
Is awesome.
Really what Tyga sounds like? Red suit,
no beer. No beer.
Tyga's career has really been something.
I forgot what is he known for?
Dating Kylie Jenner, mostly.
No, but, oh, really?
And what? Then Rack City.
Oh, Rack City, bitch.
That was it. Pretty much.
He
just was like around.
His most streamed song
is Taste.
Well,
now it's going to be this Cher song.
Yeah, now it's going to be Drop Top Sleigh Ride. It's dating Kylie Jenner and Drop Top Sleigh Ride.
They're not still together?
Are they?
No.
Oh, God.
She's with Travis Scott.
Oh, God. Brutal for Tyga.
They had the kid together.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. Tyga wasn't good.
Oh, okay.
They started dating when she was 16.
Oh, wow.
He was like in his 20s. Wow. So. There you go.
Tyga, man. What are you doing?
Wait, is that... Alan Alda?
No, that's not Alan Alda.
That sounded fairly credibly Alan Alda.
I can't. I wonder if I can do an Alan
You could
Alda.
Do Alan. If you worked on it for 20 minutes, I bet you could do
I
it.
Bet I could, yeah.
But we're talking about another American icon.
Oh, yeah.
Reba McEntire.
That's right.
Do you like country music?
Reba.
I love country music.
Yeah?
Yeah, legitimately.
What do
yeah.
you go to? What do you listen to?
Lately, and this is very recent for me, I like Bonnie Raitt.
Okay.
I like...
She Can't Make You Love Her.
I like this guy. God, I can't remember his name right now. He's got red hair. He's not that guy with the beard that just blew up this year with that one single.
He blew up? Oh, no.
About like, I don't like Democrats. I don't like Republicans. I just want to be...
Oh, I know the guy. Yeah, I know yeah, the guy yeah. you're talking about. Did you know about this, Caroline? This
an Aldean or whatever?
No. This country guy on YouTube that went... viral for basically doing like centrist nonsense as a country, like everyone on the left and everyone on the right's got it wrong. You know,
all I know is my dollar don't buy me nothing anymore.
Yeah,
do. Tyler Childers, that's his name.
Yes,
love Tyler Childers. I love. Wow, I'm really blanking, but I'll go and throw on a country playlist on Spotify, and I really appreciate it musically. The instrumentation can be very pleasant to the ear. Mm-hmm. Lyrically, it can be very pleasant. Yeah. I really like it. Yeah.
Country, not, and it's, I feel.
I'll fuck with some pop country too.
Some like contemporary country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always feel the like almost like a compulsion to make the distinction. Country and contemporary country are so different as genres.
Oh, and obviously Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
DP, who just put out a very long album.
Uh-huh. Christmas, please.
Covers.
Is it Christmas?
It's called Christmas, Please. Oh, weird.
I didn't know, embarrassingly,
uh-huh.
I didn't know that Dolly Parton is the originator of the Bodyguard song.
I will always love you. I
did not know it.
Oh, this
I
is
thought
right.
it was a Whitney Houston song.
This is one of my first time. Disagreements with Chelsea.
Yeah. I thought, yeah, of course.
You what?
I thought the same thing.
Oh, yeah. And you had to educate her?
Well, yeah. I mean, the world really
had
needs
to.
Losers like me being like, actually.
It breaks his heart to do it every time.
I like the Dolly Parton version way better. I heard it and I'm like, this is so sweet and tender. It's meant to be sweet and tender, not like a loud declaration.
I love the loud declaration.
Yeah, it's fine, but I always just felt like...
great.
Did you like its use in Priscilla? Because it was very prominently featured in that movie recently.
Yeah.
Kind of the last song.
Priscilla.
Yes, but we're talking about Reba and a song from her album, Merry Christmas to You, from 1987. A little song called Happy Birthday, Jesus, parentheses, I'll open this one just for you. And the opening does kind of sound like, I don't mean to be offensive, it kind of sounds like you, Caroline. There's a voice that sounds like a voice you've done to me. I don't mean it sounds like your natural voice, yes.
Okay. It's just little children. Oh, it does kind of sound like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is that my AI voice? You know, there's a
reason why we're could be.
Getting a career already. Christmas tree. And if Trevor and EP will quit fighting long enough... Fight.
This little song might help you understand. Caroline, we still need to take her master class.
Yeah. Long ago in a stable,
there was a baby. Oh, I like Leanne Rhymes, too.
And anytime a name comes to mind, just shout it out, regardless of where we are. Decent place for Mary to have her child. But Mary said it seemed just right, and she blessed it with her smile. Cause what made it special was the baby in her arms. Caroline, who do you like in country music? Just like shout out to me. Second
chance for you and I. Foggy Bottom Boys. Christmas
at this time. Outlaw country is very good. I like outlaw country.
Allison Krauss.
There you go. Party that brings us
so much cheer. So on and so forth. Does she speak sing?
Now, kids, the presents that all of you exchange on Christmas represents the gifts that baby Jesus received the night he was born.
Oh.
He got all his presents from three wise men. Who followed a star?
Dumpy, lumpy, and drumpy.
Trumpy. So every time you tear open one of your presents, think about that baby and say, "Happy birthday, Jesus! I'll open this one."
Okay.
For you. What made it special was a baby in her
arms. God sent him down.
Yeah. What's up, King?
The utterance of "Happy birthday, Jesus" was always funny to me. Because it really not only humanizes this this, you know, really holy spiritual figure, it goes beyond just humanizing him and Americanizes him. Happy birthday, Jesus. Just sounds like
happy 4th of July.
Yeah. You are, Caroline. You are again.
Like he transcends birthdays. He transcends everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's God's son, right? It just
allegedly,
seems,
we have
just
to say that
funny.
Legally. Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly. It just it feels silly to wish him a happy birthday.
I was going to say that, you know, the birthday angle on Christmas can be so strange. Some people do a birthday cake at their Christmas table for Jesus Christ.
Wait, we've never talked about this. Is that true?
It's true.
You've
people
seen
do
it?
This. Like, people really lean into I think it would be funny. I think we should go
happy
further.
Birthday
decorations, the hats, streamers.
A pinata.
There should have been a gender reveal party.
The glee with which she says it, too. Happy birthday, Jesus. As if he's right there.
What if she said, bon anniversaire, Jesus.
That's what they say in French.
French.
Well, so the other thing is, it's so cheerful, but in my mind, and I mean this is no offense, but in my mind, Jesus is a very tragic figure and was always sad. And that's because when I went over to people's houses as a kid, what did I see on their walls? Sad Jesus nailed to a cross. And when I remember asking my best friend at the time, Jason Roddy, I was like, why is he like bleeding and looking sad? And he's like, because they nailed him to a cross. And I was like, what? Yeah, we nailed him to a cross and gave him a crown of thorns. And I was like, what? Like, yeah. Jesus.
And we love and that part.
And we turned that into decor part. And it's kind of awesome.
So it's very funny to me. It's like when I hear them saying gleefully, happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday,
I'm imagining
Jesus.
It being said to the dying Jesus. Yeah,
did Jesus
so I'm
die
like,
on his birthday? That'd be a bummer.
That's the other thing. I'm like, aren't you?
No, it's Easter.
It's not a happy day. It's the day he died. But then I'm like, yeah, it's Easter.
Yeah. Well, Jesus had 33 birthday parties. You know,
happy birthday, Jesus. So at least, you get 32 more of these.
At least once a year, he had a happy day, mm-hmm. including this one.
Nobody ever talks about what he was like when he was like 6 or 13.
We were just talking about this.
We were. When yeah. were we talking about this? Maybe with Amy?
With Amy, yeah.
There's no way he was perfect all along. Well, he still went through an adolescence.
Well, and maybe this can be an educational moment, which is to say, this is a subgenre of Christian Christmas music, is people obsessed with the baby Jesus.
And I think infant.
The infant Jesus. We listened to a song last week called This Baby. And it was basically about all this stuff that you're talking about. This guy, Stephen Chris Chapman, wrote this song about how, like, he...
Jesus would, like, skin his knee.
Yeah, and it's like, and then his voice started changing.
Oh, yeah.
And he
yeah,
went through that. Puberty, jeez. Like, yeah. stuff like that, which started obviously is not expounded upon in any scripture or religious text. There's right. one story about he was in a temple, and his parents were
like
looking
12.
For him, and he was like, chill out, Mom.
Yeah.
And then otherwise cut to him as a carpenter in his adult life. But everyone loves thinking about the baby Jesus stuff. Because it is so like, it's such an anathema to like, you know, the Lana Del Rey of it all. And he was born to die.
Sure.
So, but it's like,
sad
it's
adult
good
Jesus.
For the next 32 years.
Yeah.
Essentially is what it is.
He was an infant.
There is.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I think we should start doing that opening presents and being like,
this one's for you.
Call of Duty 4.
Happy
one's
birthday,
for you, Jesus.
I'm going to yell at some 12-year-olds on Xbox Live.
This is a much more obnoxious version of the sentiment. Glad it's Christmas. The children would sing this in our hometown church all the time. And my mom, who is Christian, would be like, this song sucks.
Damn.
I hate this song.
This is like the definition of schlock.
Yes, very schlocking.
What is the best Christmas song? Like classically, like a standard.
Of all time? Yeah. Oh, of the standards?
I would say that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be in the top 20,
That's
10?
In the top 10, my friend.
Yeah?
That is a good
it is?
Song. It is an objectively good song.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, and I think that if you were to play it for anyone, the Sinatras and the people back in who were writing these standards, they would agree that it is such a good song.
They'd be like, I wish I sang that first.
Yeah.
She is like she's weirdly reframed herself as a one-hit wonder. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
where it's
a
like,
good
she
point.
Has more hits.
Way more.
She has great songs.
Yeah.
But she's like, what if I'm just this song? It's so funny.
Strategist.
She's got enough money. She doesn't give a shit.
I would say Christmas parentheses, Baby Please Come Home. That might be my number one.
Who? How does that go?
That's the Darlene Love one from the Phil Spector. We could listen to the Cher version of it if you want.
Darlene, the snow's coming down.
Wait, she does do it with Darlene Love. What does this sound like? Okay, this is pretty faithful.
Sounds like the Beach Boys.
Yeah, this is like the original version. I'm certain you've heard this before. But you're going to love it even more with this ooh. Woman's voice.
And Tyga.
Featuring Tyga.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love this song.
Yeah.
Great song.
Great.
I'm watching it for lots of people at the club. Reminds me of Home Alone.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
pretty good.
She does a song for Home Alone, too, called No One Should Be Alone on Christmas. And I agree with her. Recorded with...
Tyga.
The
Michael Jackson.
Tyga. No, it's recorded with the E Street Band and his saxophone.
Oh, the P
so
Street Band.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, that was a little treat for me. Happy
Bruce
birthday, Caroline.
The God damn it.
That can't be the first
Born
time
to come.
By the way, ignore this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, is he doing? He's doing his second a day, and isn't that so fun? We're in it, and we're having such a nice time. We're gesturing towards it.
Don't forget to get Kevin's 9/11 blanket.
All right.
Wait, you have a 9/11
well,
blanket?
Well, not per se. There's a lot of cities on it, but my mom made this for 23 years ago.
Okay.
9/11 side.
That's okay.
And there it is. And there is like never forget.
That's beautiful.
Those twin towers. Cuddle up.
It was not my understanding that gift giving was like, you know, like the Magi. That was not a tradition in our house at all. That's like, this is supposed to reflect this or be an echo
right.
of the gifts in the manger. Like, that wasn't part of it at all.
Well, if you paid attention to Kirk Franklin, he would have been happy to explain this to you. Do you remember when we watched that Christmas, like, explainer movie he did where he was like, the presents actually look like a small town
you said
in
Kirk,
Bethlehem.
I
did I say
confused.
Kirk Franklin?
Yeah,
oh,
I was
sorry.
Like,
Kirk Cameron. Good Lord.
Kirk Franklin would never stoop to such
he would never explain things.
It was like he silver and gold.
But anyway, remember that? He was like, yeah. And the candy cane represents like
it's
blood.
A J for Jesus.
That's right. That was so funny. It was like he got them wrong.
Yeah, they were all historically fairly,
anyway,
quite poorly researched. We have another song that sounds like it perhaps it was generated by AI, came out this year. It's called Christmas Hits Different.
Who's this by?
This by Toby Mac.
Forever love. Oh, right. So much meaning, it was always enough. More than the lights on a Christmas tree. More than the gifts, it's the birth of our king. You never know what will come your way. You see the joy. This does sound like AI.
Right? It, like smooth as a baby's bottom. For Jordan. I just want you to know if Christmas hits different this year.
You don't have to smile, I know how you feel. Is this a love song? Christmas hits
different this year. I mean,
who's he? What's he talking about?
Love to everyone. Love to all.
Oh, if Christmas is different this year, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
if
yeah.
It's sad.
It's a hard, yeah. If you lost someone.
Uh-huh. The bittersweet of every Christmas
song. Another year holding on. Man, I can just see them harmonizing on the set of Today. The Today Show. You know?
With no backing band, just a track.
Yeah, and just their microphones and their gloves.
A little this.
A little what? Oh, a little of the. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Audio listener, she's making the, like, finger in the ear monitor.
That's when you know someone's
the Christina
about
Aguilera.
Off. If Christmas hits different this year. There's not even a bridge. Oh, yeah, there is actually kind of.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Christmas will be different next year. You know why?
Yeah, I sure do.
Why?
Because it'll be an election year.
Oh, I was going to say because Joe Biden will be dead. I'm making the prediction right here publicly. I'm making the prediction. He's going to be dead by this time next year.
Oh, next
I already
year
got
will
two
be...
on my bingo card for this year that I called.
We're raising Senator, a glass to Joe Biden.
Senator Dianne Feinstein. And billionaire Charlie Munger, who died today at 99 years old.
Whoa. Diane was a surprise.
I called them both. And I'm feeling hot. I got the hot hand.
For next year, though.
Joe Biden's dead next year.
Not this year.
That being said, we do want to respect the fact that Dianne Feinstein is still currently serving out the rest of her term.
That's true. That is true. For the next 3 years,
yeah,
I think
for
she's
the next 3 years.
Much respect.
Yeah.
To
they'll
her.
Be
her
weekend ghost. At Bernie'sing her to the.
Serving beyond the grave.
Oh, wow.
Who do you guys think will be dead?
Next year?
Yeah, celebrity, politician.
Ooh, I think...
Demi hates when I play this game.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't like this game.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is a safe bet. I don't wish death on anyone in particular.
That goes without saying.
But Jimmy Carter, I think, might...
Oh, finally... Jimmy Carter, the world's oldest living president, you think...
I don't think he's making it out of this year.
He's been in hospice since I graduated college.
When your wife... Is goes
he was
to,
reclining
you know?
At her funeral. He
reclining?
Was in a reclining wheelchair.
Oh, man.
I hope to be able to do that.
He's just sitting there at his wife's funeral thinking, God, I wish I was building a house.
Take you
a
wish load off. To do that now for anyone's funeral.
Just let me lay down.
Go in a reclining wheelchair.
The fact that we all
have
to sit up upright. Good Lord.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Didn't he like save someone in a heroic way before he was president?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or something. I like saved a puppy or something.
His non-presidency life seems nice. His presidency is very whatever.
Yeah.
And then everything pre and post, it's like, okay.
He's like
sure.
Truly lived the most incredible life.
Yeah.
And nobody talks about it or gives a
no
shit.
Respect.
Including me. I'm like, yeah, he's probably, I should read into it, but I don't care.
Well, he was
can't
the
be
one.
Bothered to find out.
Famously, he was the candidate, to bring back to our show, that the evangelical, the religious right, identifies like, well, he is actually the most Christian candidate, but let's redefine what Christian means. Because he was a very devout, like Reagan could kind of give a shit. His faith was way more nominal than Carter's was. Carter was actually like a dyed in the wool, like he believed it, he believed in scripture and all that stuff. And he devoted the rest of his post-presidency to like
service,
building houses. Now, would I live in any of those houses he built? Maybe not.
Especially old Jimmy Carter hammering.
He's like, it's ready. I'm like,
yeah, I'm sure they didn't give him the important nails. Like, go, no, Jimmy, we got this one for you.
I saw a picture
of him. Shed.
He's got the like old man hammering a nail, and it was from like 2 years ago.
Damn.
Like, yo, don't let that. Would you trust him behind the wheel of a car? No. Why would you let this man hammer a nail? They're probably
going slow.
They're probably inconsequential nails. That they're just like, it'd be the equivalent of, hey, yeah, sure.
Like the toilet nail.
Yeah, the toilet nail? I would say that's very
toilet
consequential.
Nail.
Actually, yeah, I take that back. That's a huge important
where
nail.
Where does the nail go in the toilet?
Do you know where the nail goes in the toilet,
I'm
Kevin?
Asking.
I just witnessed, because I had my toilet replaced, and I witnessed the whole thing. I could tell you exactly how you put
really
it in the
toilet.
Really
more bolts than nails.
It's exactly, that's exactly right.
That's right.
Wow.
And there's wax involved.
We've really
you know
come
that?
To an understanding about toilet
a lot of
bolts.
Wax.
You know, we had a YouTube comment on my podcast the other day say, leave it to Ben. He can always, without fail, steer the conversation toward toilets or piss.
But I believe it was Caroline who did it this time.
That's true. Yeah.
I think every podcast has one.
Every podcast has a piss host and a...
and a miss host. I've seen the meme that's like, this is every podcast duo, and it's Sully and Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I've seen it. I've sent the one to you where this is every podcast duo, and it's Gonzo and Rizzo.
That's my favorite one I've ever seen.
Because you're...
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping I'm Rizzo.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Rizzo.
Which
yeah.
one's Rizzo?
The little rat.
The little rat guy.
Little rat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gonzo.
I was trying to get some cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese rocks.
Amen.
Dude, cheese. I'm so glad you said that. Cheese.
Can I get an amen for the cheese? You know what video I love? It's from that black evangelical church where the ladies listen off the ingredients.
Beans,
no,
greens, tomatoes, beans, hams, yams. You name it.
It's so good.
I was singing that. You don't know
play
this?
It, man.
Holy
you
moly.
Find it
that
right
shocks
now.
Me.
Everywhere. What would you search? Like church lady singing food?
Just do beans, greens, tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. That's
it'll
right.
come up. Yeah.
Wait, this is so 9 good. Minutes long.
Oh.
No, just
it
that's
might
like
be
probably
it
the
on
remix.
Repeat or
just
something.
Like, you know.
Here we go. Lamb, rams, hogs, dogs,
chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it. Oh my gosh.
I didn't know she goes for 9 minutes. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes,
lamb, rams, hogs. Oh, this is a remix I found.
Oh, it's so good.
Beans, greens, tomatoes.
Okay, so I got my home playlist. I'm going to be on my way home. I'm going to be listening to You Believe in Life After Love and that.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to get fucking absolutely run over by and then
drop top
DJ
sleigh
it's
ride.
Christmas.
You're going to get run over by Jimmy Carter on the way home.
That is, you know, that is something to consider. If you're listening to a shitty song, it's like, hey, if I, God forbid, get into a car accident, sometimes the radio still plays.
Yeah,
you want that shit still playing while you're sitting there just mangled being like, oh, God.
Hey, for some listeners, it might be us doing a Squarespace ad. Isn't that nice to think about?
Save 10% off.
Waiting for the ambulance. It's like, this week I'd like to lift up, I don't know, TV.
I saw Avatar. That movie's good. This is the last gasp.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Hits different. When is the last time in your life that you use that? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that hits different now.
I don't think I've ever said that.
I don't think I've ever said that either.
Hits different.
Am I too logged on? I've said it before. Yeah.
What was the last thing that hit different for you, Kevin?
Ooh. Well, honestly, the first time I spent Christmas alone in LA, this is like 5 years ago now, 4 years ago, it did hit different. Like the holidays do hit. I said it. I did say it like that. I do remember saying that. Wow. For
real. You remember saying it.
Uh huh. Wow. But I've said I can't believe you guys haven't ever said hit different about something.
I might have typed it. I might have said it on Twitter.
It's different. I just feel like I would feel uncomfortable saying it. Why? I'm a little too old.
Yeah, I can't do that with bet. When bet. People say bet pisses me right off. Or
no cap.
Cap.
I still don't 100% understand
it. Means if
I know
if
it means like no
cap,
lie.
It's bullshit. Yeah. If someone says it is no cap, it means it is not bullshit. It is in fact the truth.
A podcast for the elder millennial everybody.
I yeah. have to say, I just did a text search in my iMessages for just
a lot. How many hits do you have?
Well, the first one that came up was from September. And I texted a friend of mine who I saw on Letterboxd logged a Woody Allen movie. Mm. I was like, are you doing it? Because it wasn't one of his best movies either. It was like a very whatever movie. Are you searching as well, Caroline?
Yeah, I am.
I was like, are you doing okay? And I said, I remember seeing that movie when I was 12. DreamWorks era Woody hits different in your preteens, which is when I saw it. He responded, Woody himself hits different in your preteens.
Jeez. Was he physically abusive?
No. I think he meant like hits on you.
Oh,
you know what?
Yeah,
I guess
I
did text my friends in March this year.
Wait, what am I searching for?
Hits different. But
hits
I'm not
different.
Proud of that.
Let's see. Ooh. I don't think. Did I say it? I did. Oh man.
This is illuminating.
I can't read some of these. And yet I read that one for whatever reason.
Yeah.
One of these.
Why hold back now?
One of these is okay.
Oh man, I feel like a shit. This sucks. I said hits different once this year. I said it in April. Mm. Oh God, I'm
okay.
So sorry.
Maybe early spring this year.
So sorry, you guys. Wait,
it's hitting different.
Also, I'm seeing that my brother had an invention. Do you guys ever have your siblings text you app ideas or inventions?
Sure.
We do it in the group chat, and it looks like Jesus. Wow, my brother really went buck wild with the. I really don't think I can. I don't think I can do this. It's just it looks like he invented some kind of nylon brush. I'll have to catch up later.
Wow. Brushy.
Yeah. No, you guys don't understand. It's a brush. It's stronger. It's a stronger brush.
It's called Strong Brushy.
It's called Strong Brush.
Well, can Toby Mac say it's different?
Can he? I mean,
how
he
old
did.
Is Toby Mac?
He's well into
the fuck
his
is
fifth
Toby
decade.
Mac?
Who is Toby Mac?
You come
Mac?
Up to this podcast.
Is it short for Toby McIntyre?
Asking
or
about
something?
The founder of Goatee
Records.
Yeah,
it's Reba McIntyre and Toby McIntyre. I didn't realize.
Oops.
Toby
Oops.
McIntyre.
Wait, so Toby Mac, is it M-A-C, like mac and cheese?
It's Yes, yeah. It's M-A-C, mac and cheese.
Short for McGeehan.
Would I know this clown?
No, you would not know this clown.
No.
This guy sucks. I don't like him.
He was in a hip-hop Christian rap rock trio called DC Talk, Decent Christian Talk.
Toby Mac. Oh man, get rid of that hat, Toby.
Well, and the thing is, he usually raps. He doesn't usually sing.
Yeah.
He's called
Rapping
upon to sing.
Thing.
Oh, I can tell you exactly who this guy is. He's one of those Christian dudes who gets found out that he was like massively cheating on his wife with someone in the congregation, and then he's got to gracefully say like,
"Yeah,
I've got some repenting to do."
Right.
And then he like, bows out.
And then just continues to do whatever
he
wants.
Probably does it just to his next, you know,
well,
the younger version. Of his
time will tell.
Yeah.
Well, I hope not.
See what comes out about Toby.
Actually, I don't know. I cannot. The Bible says to me that you can't judge.
The Bible says to all of us not to judge.
The Bible says you can say he looks like someone who would.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what it is?
The Bible does encourage us to gossip.
Not saying he did.
Here's what it is. Maybe I'm painting with too broad a brush, strong brushy, trademark. Maybe it's those big Gloria Steinem glasses. Whenever I see guys wearing them in particular, I'm like, are you slutty? Is that a weird thing to think?
No, at all. I agree with you.
Like,
because they're so ugly, it's like only someone
who smashes
would get away with wearing
them. Sometimes I think they look good, but then I honestly associate them with Terry Richardson, who's a very foul character. He used to wear them.
The photographer.
The very creepy, gross, criminal, I think, photographer. So, but people, that's very stylish now. For men and women.
Dove Charney, the former CEO and owner of American Apparel, now called Los Angeles Apparel, also wore giant
those big glasses.
And Terry would both wear those. Yikes. Ugh.
I found another Hits Different. It was about my dad. I said, Hits Different when he texts instead of butt dials.
It's different.
Taylor Swift Hits Different during a breakup. I won't say who that's from. Mm.
Is that from me?
It's not from you.
Could be.
I wouldn't read that out loud.
I do like Taylor Swift. Some of her
songs. That's country I like.
Actually,
I'm a big fan of her country era.
So, yes, this is about, hey, Christmas might be sad for you. It might be a bummer of a time. And I think it's informed by his own personal loss and tragedy in his life.
Oh, God, what happened?
He had a son pass away tragically a year or two ago.
Why didn't you tell me that before I said he's going
to
cheat on
his
wife?
We wanted to let you go ahead on that for a while.
Yeah, we wanted to hang
you. What else do you think he would have done?
Yeah, this grieving father.
Do you think he would have been kind of like a bad dad?
I think that he was probably a great dad.
I did always want to stop you and be like, Will, now careful now.
He's got a dead son.
Yeah, young too. He was like in his 20s.
That's terrible.
So I think that's why the song is about.
The lyrics stem from his personal experience of losing his son a few years ago. Trisha Layton, who's the duet partner on the song, says when Toby
was his killer. Her son's killer.
In a show of forgiveness.
Oh, a redemptive Christmas song.
It was him bridging the divide. You know what?
Oh my God.
We do need to love our enemies. She said when Toby asked me to be a part of the song, it was immediate yes. I love the message and the heart behind this song. Christmas can be a joyful time for so many, yet heartbreaking for others. I've watched Toby choose to follow Christ in the middle of pain time and time again. Pain and heartache don't discriminate, but I do. No, I'm just kidding. But we can rest in truth that God is close to the brokenhearted. For everyone who is navigating through a different Christmas this year, my prayer is that this song reminds them of the hope we have in Emmanuel, God with us. So I will say, when I picked this song, I didn't realize that it was a direct inspiration.
What did you think it was going to be about?
It's just
2023. Was Toby Mac going to write on a Christmas song? Damn.
Best Christmas ever. yeah, you're right. You're right.
Buying fewer presents. What a load off. It gets easier.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the thing. It was like when I was listening to the song, it's like, I don't know how to talk about this because I want to respect, you know, his family went through something horrendous.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the song is clearly from the heart. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah.
It does sound like the Raw Dogs wrote the lyrics.
The Raw Dogs?
That's our band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're the Raw Dogs.
There's one line where she goes like, I'm feeling sad and at all, but they're decking the halls. And I was like, that's just exactly what Kevin would be ripping off on the piano.
For some, this season is the hardest of all, fighting the tears as they're decking the halls.
I'm sorry.
What do you think is better as a couplet? That or one of the couplets from our first song, Hug Me, which is, all day I was jacking off, but then even my heart got soft. What do you think is like a greater show of lyrical prowess?
Like a similar amount of time was spent on them.
Well, my favorite line out of the song is, I know they're all around having fun, but I sure do just miss my son.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. After you told me what it's about and that little thing, I'm like, you know, that is a really good point that you don't think about. Tragedies befall people. Tragedies do not discriminate against time of year. And there are some tragedies that have befallen people. Around any, it could be Valentine's Day, it could be Mother's Day, and in this particular case, it could be Christmas. So,
And Christmas will remind you of who's not with you,
too. That's exactly right.
So, it can be very devastating. So, sweet of him to write this song.
Yeah.
And actually, I would say it must have taken some strength because it only happened, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And well, to be, you know,
2019.
He harnessed the power of Santa.
I really didn't know how direct of an inspiration it was when I picked. I'm sorry, Caroline. I'm sorry.
I know. Man. I was like, what does he want me to do? Like, I can't dunk on Toby Mac's like grieving Christmas
I'll do
song.
It. I'll do it.
Okay, yeah, I guess Ben
I'll still
took,
do it.
Ben took the horns on that.
I'm joking.
I could have picked a song called The Kid in Me by Phillips Craig and Dean.
That'd be great.
And it goes a little something like this. That probably would have been more fun.
God, that put me right into an elevator. I just felt like...
Okay. Thank you for your patience. Your representative will be back in moments.
Yeah, there you go. Your call is important to us. Please hold.
Christmas with Satan, Labor of Love.
Christmas with Satan?
What's that?
There's a song called Christmas with Satan.
We could have covered Christmas with Satan tonight.
Yeah.
And instead you said, let's bark up Toby Mac's tree.
I screwed up.
I bet there's a metal song. I bet there's a metal Christmas song of a cover like...
Oh, yeah.
I bet there exists.
You know Christopher Lee? You know the actor Christopher Lee?
Mm-mm.
He was Saruman in the Lord of the Rings films.
Oh, no.
Count Dooku in the... Count Doodoo.
Count Doodoo. Damn it. I really was thinking that.
I know.
I wish I was different. I am who I am.
Benjamin? Not you too.
Benjamin Butt.
Just...
It's cleaner.
That's kind of his other movie, The Social Network. Damn.
Benjamin Butt.
Wow.
Jump the tit. It's cleaner.
Sorry. All right.
It's like your alter
back
ego.
Back in the zone.
Yeah. Oh, I'm back in the zone, baby.
Let's focus.
Where we're cooking.
So, what were you going to say?
I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh,
Christopher Lee has a metal Christmas album.
Count Duke.
Did you know that he, oh wait, no, that's Darth Maul I'm thinking of.
Yes. So Christopher Lee has a little drummer boy.
Mm.
Let's see.
Ooh, this is great.
Well, I'm talking about full on growling, like Danish metal.
Oh, like, I don't know about that. Blah, 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 blah. This is Silent Night.
It's fun. Drummer boy is so made for rock and roll.
Yeah.
New drop.
Damn it.
Drummer boy reminds me of Ravel's Bolero. You guys know that classical
song? Yeah.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh. You know what I think of every time I think of Bolero? Huh. I think of that show that we watched like two seasons of, and then everyone I know did not finish. Legion.
Legion.
They use Bolero in the first season in this incredible sequence.
Yeah.
With Aubrey Plaza come to get them and she was evil. It was all silent except for the use of that piece of music.
For 9 minutes?
It was, it was like an 8 or 9 minute piece.
That sounds fucking awesome.
It was good. That
Legion
first
was
season
cool.
Was good. Legion season one hits different. Oh, I do see.
What is Legion? What was it about? An angel? Fallen angel?
It's kind of like a superhero show, but it's like mind-bendy and kind of retro-futurist, sort of in a 60s look and feel.
It's based off of who's supposed to be Professor X's son, but they never...
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Charles Xavier's School for Monster Babies. So he's like, he has powers, but he thinks he's just mentally insane for most of his life. Until he like finds other people.
And it was
powers.
Fun.
Oh,
and the cast was so good.
It was really good.
It got so experimental to the point of absolute tedium.
Very trippy. And then it was kind of just like nonsense.
Was it your finish FX show?
Yeah. It was an FX show.
I need to write that.
I think you'd like it.
Legion.
The beginning at least is good.
Man.
Cousin Matthew.
Yeah, Jean Smart. Throwing haters on that show. I know. She was on that show.
And that gal that was on it. And then she was in The Society.
Gal.
Oh, Rachel Keller.
Yeah.
I like Rachel Keller
a lot.
Well, which of these is the worst song? I guess we have to give it to Reba.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give it to Reba. Yeah. I am legitimately. Because it's just shallow and it's wishing. it's the most Americana.
Should we go walk over to his son's grave and just take a whiz
while
we're at it? Damn.
I really didn't realize. Because when I saw Hits Different, I'm like, well, that's a piece of internet speak that's outdated. Check my text. I used it 2 months ago. Talk about Woody Allen. Jesus. This episode is me telling
what
on
a
myself
clown
and my lack of attention.
These songs are really incomparable, actually. One is about tragedy and the other is about a birthday.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Man, Reba. Did you take Reba's masterclass?
I sure did. Go ahead, go on. Ask me anything. Go on.
God, I love Reba.
You know, this is a story
she's
about...
She's me nothing but joy.
She's pretty... I know her first as a television star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
That's part of the theme song.
Reba.
Of her song. A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops.
Yeah.
Things in that nature.
Reba.
But unfortunately, Reba.
Reba Las Vegas.
I was just going to say that.
You were?
Yes.
Reba. Let's do it together.
Reba Las Vegas. How about upside, inside out, living the Reba Loca.
Damn. All right. Wow.
Or Coldplay's best album, Reba La Reba.
I saw a great TikTok
Reba
where a guy,
Reba.
A guy, there was a Coldplay, sorry, I've been on interrupt mode. I am so sorry.
Oh,
please.
Go off, King. You're the
someone
guest.
Has to stop us.
So there was this TikTok where a guy is at his drum set and he's got his cans on and it's, I can't remember the song, but every snare hit is every single Coldplay song mashed together. The song starts and it's like boom, ch, boom, 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 ch, boom, boom. Ch. I think it's like it's like a Jessica Simpson song. So there's not a snare for the first 12 seconds. And then when he finally goes in, it's just blah. it's just this sound. It's very funny. Anyway, you gotta see it.
That's like right up my husband Nathan's
I
alley.
Was about to
layering
say that.
Music. Nothing makes him laugh harder.
Have you seen
time.
That account?
It is
that,
funny.
Have you seen the There I Ruined It account?
Yeah. So. No. We have.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
So
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
There I Ruined It is like he'll take Lana Del Rey songs and then make it sound like a Johnny Cash song. Using
or like
AI.
He'll pitch things That's, way yeah, up yeah, and just pitch. Makes them keep going
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I have seen this.
There
yeah.
I Ruined It.
Excellent.
I think he did it to like Billie Jean and it just went, Billie Jean is not my love.
He's like Dexter.
Like, oh boy.
Sorry, buddy.
What?
His eyes got big. I thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
Not because of the high pitch. He's just very sensitive or sensitive documentary.
Hey, where the heck is your Christmas tree, huh?
You know, I threw it out this year.
Your plastic one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it was taking up too much space.
You're purging.
So I might get a little Charlie Brown tree.
Yeah.
Put it right here.
Put it on your table.
It would fit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know, a little tree this year, it might hit different.
The worst!
Ho, 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 hallelujah!
Who do we say that was? Squidward. Not
Patrick.
Bruce Springsteen.
Patrick. It sounds like Patrick Star.
Patrick.
Yeah, my bad. And now it's time to bring things down a little bit. What are you giggling about?
Just thinking of that video you sent me of the SpongeBob voice actors, but like playing.
Oh,
and
oh, it's
I was
brilliant.
Like, vile.
Okay, so y'all had two different takes.
I thought it was so cool.
I don't like seeing that.
Oh, man.
Caroline has a sort of hard line stance against seeing the voice actors' real life faces.
Heard, not seen.
I get that.
Keep them in the booth.
What about musicians? If you hear an artist for quite a while before knowing what they look like,
that's fine. Musicians
that's
aren't
the
doing
voice.
Like.
Oh, so it's
you know,
just
doing
that animated
that.
Voices aren't human to you, they're not people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
animated. Disembodied. Could be a robot
they're
for
all
I care.
They're a squid, a
don't
sponge,
give a shit. I don't think it should be
and
paid.
An octopus. They shouldn't be
they shouldn't be able to vote.
Basically.
Well, we're dimming the lights in here. We're lighting all the candles. You know, Ben, on other shows, you might promote yourself or plug your projects. We don't do that. We lift them up to
man.
The Lord, including maybe something you're enjoying in secular culture as well. The last great thing you watched, that you saw, that you read, that you listened to. And we'll start with Caroline.
You can lift me up at Caroline's Farts all holiday season long. I'm going to lift up a show I just finished on HBO Max called Swiping America. That's like a dating show. But I feel like when HBO Max does reality, it's more like documentary, classy, fun, like heartfelt.
It's Reality Plus.
It's Reality Plus.
I want to subscribe to that.
It's yeah. And they like it's like four people from New York and they take them to different cities in America and they set them up on like dates or they do their Tinder for them basically and then they go out with people at the very end they take one of them to Hawaii. It's
Man,
cute.
I would do that for free,
right?
Yeah
it was pretty sweet.
How fun.
The guy in it was boring.
Oh,
so watch it for the girls.
Watch it for the girls.
Return to Ben.
Hello. You can follow me everywhere at Ben Kahn.
That's BenCahn. I do a show weekly called Pay Pigs. It's about, You know, I'm having trouble describing it recently, which is why I think we're going to change the name to just The Ben and Emil Show, because Emil is my co-host, which doesn't change the real issue at heart, which is what is the show, if I had to do a log line, which is...
Hey Pigs is so good, though.
Yeah, but it's got search engine optimization, SEO stuff that's... We've been advised that it's by multiple people that it's probably wisest to just change it. But anyway, it's all the news that we think you should care about, and we make it entertaining so as not to bore you. And it's fun, and I really like doing it. And also, the one piece of media that I'm going to share and
is share.
No, it is. Come on. I got it right
DJ,
here.
DJ, play a Jingle Bell Away.
It is the most rockin'. I guess you could say it's called "Come to Communion" by a band called Heavy Young Heathens.
Come to Communion by
Come
Heavy
to
Young
Communion by Heathen. Heavy Young Heathens. It was featured in the show The Righteous Gemstones, which is actually I would also recommend that Righteous Gemstones, magnifique.
How about that? All right. Well, you can lift me up at Kevin T. Port everywhere. I'll lift up freaking Fargo.
Fargo.
Ooh. Fargo's anyone? Back. And it's good again.
Is it like AHS where it's just a...
it's anthology.
Gosh.
Every season's its own thing. Huh. And they got a little of the juice back. Not OJ, but he's not in the new season. It's stunt casting. Fargo,
but
colon OJ.
It's funny. Good time.
They got it back. They just like they simplified it a little bit.
Great.
John Hamm, he's got nipple rings in it. That's interesting.
And he's like old. He's not hiding anymore or something, right? Isn't he playing like an old guy?
Was he ever hiding?
Well, I mean, like he's not trying to come off as like the heartthrob.
He's not the young buck.
Just for men.
He's the yes. Or the voice of Lexus. What do you want in a car? Or whatever.
No, it's Mercedes-Benz.
It's Mercedes? Okay.
Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, that's good. See, if you worked on 20 Minutes, you could have a good John Hamm. And then what would it sound like if John Hamm and Alan Alda talked to each other?
Oh, man.
Kevin's your biggest fan with your impressions.
I just want to be an impression, like, not like I can do them too well, Booster. But a mentor. Yeah, like an encourager.
Alan Alda sounds a lot like Johnny Carson. And
yes.
Johnny Carson sounds a lot like the old radio guy who did the top, Casey Kasem.
Yes, he does.
They are all cousins to each other, and I can do all three, but every time I do two of them, they turn into Johnny Carson. That's just all it ends up being.
Yeah. You can follow us at Christian Fun Pod everywhere, patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity. Ben Con, happy Conica. To you.
Ben,
thank you both for having me.
You're about to hear your contribution to the show.
Your contribution.
I can't wait to hear it.
No place,
and
sir.
There's nothing left to say except for
okay I love you.
Emma.
Amen.
Then, now watch
this drive.
And of course we're gonna go out with the shared classic. DJ Santa, rail me hard. What's it called?
Hands back on for this.
Yeah. DJ, play a Christmas
DJ Santa,
song.
Rail me hard. I wish it was DJ Santa.
DJ Santa.
I mean, it's not that. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. That was a HeadGum Podcast.